It's me, Ellen, the plumber's wife turned business makeover expert. And today, we're going to continue on with Business Makeover 2014, our opportunity to make this year our best yet. As the year lies before us, a fresh blank canvas, we get to put on it whatever we want. Discovering what you want is what Business Makeover 2014 is all about, and we've had so much fun with so many experts. I've loved these interviews. Today, the tables are turning. I am the interviewee today, and I'd like to present as my interviewer, it's a lot of syllables, Marlene Chisholm. Hi, Marlene.
Hi, Ellen.
You may recognize Marlene Chisholm as the Stop Your Drama Queen. She was one of our experts earlier in the program, and I was so happy. Michelle said, who do you want to interview you? And I said, Marlene, she'll be a blast.
Oh, I was thrilled. I know I'm going to learn so much. I'm so glad you asked me.
Well, I'm really excited about this. So, you know, of course, we can go through a little standard interview process here where you are in charge of asking the questions, but the way this works best is to make it as organic and fun and real as we can. So if you have questions that you want to know about your business, I think they're going to be totally appropriate and of service to everyone. So, you know, go off piece, have some fun with the interview, and I guess I'm going to have to gulp, relinquish control for a moment. All right, honey, take it away.
Okay. Well, I think the best place to start is your story. I've heard you talk about it, but I think this gives people some foundation. So give the overview of what happened to you that made you do this work, the story that influenced you.
Well, it all comes down to our story, doesn't it? I mean, I share from my experience, strength, and hope. What I do as a professional to help people fix financial messes and put simple business plans together, I teach from what I learn, from the experience that I have. And, you know, once upon a time as a kid, I started working at age 14, and I was one of those kids who always had a job. I think I've had about 50 jobs. And I was usually the fence tester who was on the verge of getting fired. And I've been fired a few times. But I would, you know, challenge authority and ask questions why. And if the game wasn't clear and interesting, then I would play my own game, and sometimes my boss liked it, and sometimes my boss didn't, and that led to lots and lots of jobs. But, you know, I share that because even today I always come at a client relationship with the eyes of the team members. You know, I look at the boss as if I worked for that guy, and it gives me a great perspective. You know, is the game that you're laying out worth playing? Why would someone work with you? Why would they do what you want them to do when you're not around? It's really just the blood that runs through my veins. So I had a bunch of jobs, and then I think the pivotal moment for me was having a baby. You know, that was the first time in my life that I thought, I'm going to be serious about things. I know having a kid is often a trigger for flaky people to kind of get a little focused and decide, you know, maybe I should do something with my life from a financial standpoint, from a career standpoint. So I moved up through the ranks in a restaurant chain, and I learned a lot about business. I have a degree in business, by the way. I have, graduated at the top of my class, business administration, and then I have this real job where I'm learning a lot about, you know, financial reports and systems and accountability. I had this fantastic experience. So when my husband, the plumber, who had his own plumbing company, you know, in which I did not participate at all, my husband's partner died suddenly, you know, tragically at age 33. He literally worked himself into a stress-induced health crisis and died. He worked 100 hours one week. The last words he ever said to me were, if I don't do it myself, it'll never get done. He didn't feel well. Isn't that unbelievable? He didn't feel well. He went to the hospital, and then he died on a Sunday after, you know, working a full week that week.
So was that the pivotal point for you?
It was absolutely for me, in that another one of my philosophies is that you just can't take it so hard. You know, it isn't.